The 24th day of the blessed month of Baba, the departure of the great father, Anbahilarion the monk. On this day of the year, 371 AD, the great saint Anbahilarion departed. This saint was born at Tabitha, south of Gaza, Palestine, in the year 292 AD, to pagan parents. They taught him the Greek literature and culture, and he went to the city of Alexandria to pursue his education. The divine grace moved him to the city of Alexandria to learn also the Christian doctrines and books. Anbahilarion was convinced and believed in the Lord Christ, and he received the holy baptism. Hilarion adored praying and worship and asceticism, and when he heard about St. Anthony the Great, he went to him and became his disciple. After a while, he went back to Palestine, for he was informed that his parents had died. He distributed his wealth among the poor and the needy. He built a little hut or cell where he led a life of worship and asceticism. Many came to him seeking his prayers and guidance. Many disciples gathered around him, and so he built a monastery for them and became a father and counselor for the monks. Saint Hilarion is considered to be the founder of monasticism in Palestine. Many came to him to take his advice and to receive the blessing of his prayers. In the later part of his life, Hilarion went to the island of Cyprus, where he lived in seclusion in a cell for 5 years. There he was visited by Saint Epiphanius, and Saint Hilarion prophesied for him that he would be the bishop of Cyprus, and the prophecy was fulfilled in the following years. The days of this father were 80 years. He spent most of it in worship and asceticism, and then he departed in peace. Saint John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth praised him in some of his articles, and Saint Basil the Great mentioned Hilarion in some of his homilies. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the martyrdom of Saint Paul, Saint Longinus, and Saint Dina. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.